WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, May 18th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a music ensemble at the University of Illinois that's embracing their Latin American culture. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. People on both sides of the gun rights issue reacted yesterday to a U.S. Supreme Court action regarding Illinois' ban on high-powered firearms and large-capacity magazines. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The court denied an emergency request for a temporary blocking of the ban while a lawsuit plays out in federal appeals court in Chicago. The ban for now will remain in place. Naperville gun shop owner Robert Bevis brought the lawsuit arguing it violates Second Amendment rights. His attorney, Jason Craddock, said despite yesterday's setback, he's confident the high court would rule in their favor if asked to consider whether the law is constitutional.
I think it's very likely we'd end up prevailing in the end, but they don't like to act prematurely.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul praised the high court's action and said the state will, quote, continue to benefit from this important public safety measure. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
A working group will present a rough draft of a new statewide literacy plan to the Illinois State Board of Education next month. This comes as reading scores among Illinois students plummeted amid the pandemic. Board member Christine Benson said the plan will create quality reading instruction. She cited actor LeVar Burton, who hosted a PBS reading program for kids.
When I got to meet LeVar Burton, he was totally amazing, and he was absolutely right that reading is a civil right.
Under the current timeline, the completed plan will be implemented by January. That's what is called for under a bill awaiting final vote in the General Assembly. The working group says it will seek public input over the summer before proposing a final draft to the board in the fall. A normal Illinois woman has pleaded guilty in federal court in Urbana to buying the gun that was used to kill Champaign police officer Chris Oberheim. Jim Meadows reports.
28-year-old Regina Lewis faced two conspiracy charges in connection with the purchase. She admitted that in November 2020, she bought a semi-automatic pistol for Darian Lafayette, who was barred by a felony conviction from buying guns himself. On May 19, 2021, Lafayette used the weapon to kill Officer Chris Oberheim and wound his partner Jeff Creel as they investigated an alleged domestic dispute. Creel then shot and killed Lafayette. Sentencing for Lewis is set for October 2nd. I'm Jim Meadows.
The former undergraduate library at the University of Illinois Urbana campus is getting a new name. The unique below-ground building will be known as the Archives and Special Collections Building, and it will house the university archives, the Illinois History and Lincoln Collections, and their rare book and manuscript library. U of I System Chief Financial Officer Paul Ellinger says the new name helps show the mission of putting all the archive materials into one place.
The campus special collections are currently scattered throughout campus with resources residing in the main library, the Horticulture Field Lab, and the Oak Street Library, and other sites.
Undergraduate resources that were at the former library will be moved into the main library and other small libraries on campus. Officials say the new Archives and Special Collections Library will be finished in 2024. Still to come, we'll learn more about a music ensemble at the University of Illinois that's embracing a new style of music. That story is next on 217 Today.
American Experience's The Sun Queen shares the story of engineer and inventor Maria Telkus, who spent nearly 50 years exploring how to harness the sun's power. She also experienced rampant sexism and fought pitched battles with her male colleagues at MIT. Her research and innovations from the 1930s through the 70s continue to shape our lives today. Stream this and other documentaries as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. While traditional music ensembles have a classical, relaxing tune for their audience, a group of students at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign is shaking things up. As Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports, they are diversifying their music by embracing their Latin American culture.
Andrea Maldonado is a senior studying music education at the U of I. She plays the violin and was performing Latin American music prior to going to college. While the curriculum is great, Maldonado wanted more, so she decided to start her own ensemble.
And I talked to Danny, who I also knew was very much interested in Latin music, and we worked on this project together and built it up so that way we had a place to play the music that we love and grew up with.
Danny is Danny Ortiz. He's a senior and plays the drums. Between the two of them, they formed Grupo Illini last August. It's a student-run organization prioritizing Latino music on campus.
Both Andrea and I are music education, and the program is really white. Anything Latin that you see here in the School of Music isn't really Latin. It's really whitewashed. So Andrea reached out to me and was like, let's create our own group. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, we're doing it We'll figure this out when they get here.
Throughout the semester, they perfected a set list of songs, including Amor Eterno by Rocío Dúrcal, a Spanish singer, and Como La Flor by Selena Quintanilla, a beloved icon Tejano singer. But surprisingly, not everyone is a music major. Junior and senior Julia Rivera is studying information sciences.
And that's what I really like about the club is that you don't have to be in courses, you don't have to know how to read music, you don't have to do all of that. As long as you come and you just try to have fun and try to do your best.
While Grupo Illini began to develop, another Latin ensemble in the U of I School of Music began its course for students who are interested in receiving credit. Guido Sanchez Portugues is a guitar professor and helps lead the ensemble. He says they play a range of styles from Mexico through the Caribbean.
When you say Latin American music, people are going to think Afro-Cuban music, you know, like salsa, maybe Afro-Brazilian music, like samba or bossa nova, Afro-Dominican music, like merengue, and tango, maybe, and things like that. But there's a lot more. We're trying to cover that area of all these other styles.
Latin American music is full of complex rhythms, and most of the musical variety comes from percussion instruments like bongos and conga drums. And it's hard to sit still during a performance.
Now we can dance again.
It's why they encourage the audience to participate according to junior and guitarist Horacio Hernandez.
And that kind of breaks that tradition of like, oh, they stay seated and watch the whole time, clap, and that's it. And so like keeping them engaged and being interactive with them is something that Guido does a great job at.
Grupo Illini played 5 performances since the group formed. Andrea Maldonado says the organization helps shed light on the many Latino musicians on campus, which she hopes encourages them to join.
It was so nice for people to come up and be like, oh my God, I'm so glad you guys like formed, because now we have like live performances of music that we listen to rather than all this other stuff.
Although she's stepping down as president, she's looking forward to the fall semester.
But I'm excited to see where everybody else, like the new board, takes it, and how many more performances we'll do and how much like more, I guess, official we'll get. Hopefully we'll get merch soon so we can actually be a little more dress coded on stage.
I'm Riz Velasquez. Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Cameron Cutinello, Jim Meadows, Farrah Anderson, and Luis Velasquez. Music by the Kilbourn Island Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.